You're with KCRW. I'm Matt Gillum. Sanctions have been imposed on Vladimir Putin himself. Several financial institutions in Russia have been kicked out of the international banking system known as SWIFT, and the European Union has authorized $500 million for lethal assistance for Ukraine. But the aggression toward Ukraine has also put an increasingly isolated Putin on shaky ground. Thousands of Russians have taken the risky step of demonstrating against the invasion, and the leaders of the Czech Republic and Hungary, staunch Russian allies and Putin pals, have both offered withering criticism of the attack. Joining us to share her professional expertise on the crisis in Eastern Europe and her personal connection to it is Luba Levin-Banchik. She's an assistant professor of political science at Cal State San Bernardino. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Now, Professor, you are originally from Belarus and your husband is from Ukraine. How are you two doing watching all this unfold? And what are you hearing from friends or family in the region?
That's, to be honest, very concerning. I'm constantly following the news, speaking with my parents every day. My parents still live in Belarus. My husband speaks with his parents. They live in Israel, but his other relatives are in Ukraine. For me personally, it's also the feelings of anger because of what is being done to defend Russian-speaking minorities in Ukraine.
Well, over the weekend, Putin raised the temperature of the conflict by putting his nuclear forces on high alert. As somebody who teaches a class on international relations, how worrisome is this and what does it mean going forward?
I think this is really, really dangerous move by President Putin. I would also add to that that yesterday there was a referendum in Belarus. And based on this referendum, President Putin can now place nuclear weapons also in Belarus. That's really concerning because that's not weapons you need to play with. That looks like, you know, the worst possible scenarios becoming much more real than one would imagine.
Well, you mentioned Belarus, and I mean, Belarus is reportedly preparing to directly participate in the invasion. When so many other pro-Putin governments are condemning the attack, the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, is standing firm with Russia. Why do you think he's doing that? And could he have broken with the Kremlin at this moment?
No, he could not. I don't think he has a real choice in this situation. I don't think he's really popular at home. And so given geopolitical position of Belarus on the map, he has not much choice. If the demonstration in Belarus last year, pro-democracy demonstration, were to succeed, it's very likely, I think, that Belarus would see itself today in the same situation as Ukraine found itself with Russian invasion.
Now, during an address, Putin justified attacking his neighbor by saying the government was full of drug addicts and neo-Nazis. It sounded bizarre, especially since Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is Jewish. Can you help us understand Putin's rhetoric and what's behind it?
That was one of the moments I just stopped listening because I said that's too far. That's, how would you call Jewish person a neo-Nazi? Why would you call them drug addicts? And I think what he's doing here, we need to understand that most of the Russian public, they do not speak other languages than Russian and definitely do not consume other media than Russian language media. And it's really easy to portray people in a stereotypical way and don't expect most of the people to even think.
Well, you and your husband are Jewish. Do you fear that the invasion will unleash a new wave of anti-Semitism in Europe and around the globe?
Yes, I very much fear about that. And the either side will blame, Jewish for what happens, given the ethnicity of President Zelensky. At the same time, I would like to emphasize that he is seen as a national hero. He actually stands on the ground. So my hope is that it will counterbalance, the actions will counterbalance against people who might be misled.
Sounds like you hope the heroism that President Zelensky is showing is a counterbalance to the sort of fictive narrative being put out there by Putin.
Yes, but not in the Eastern Europe where Russian media is the only source or main source of information for people. And the information they get from the Russian media is unbelievable. So I think it's this disinformation is really problematic.
Before we let you go, Ukraine continues to fight off the Russians. Has their resistance and the resolve of the Ukrainian people surprised you?
Yes and no. People of Ukraine, they saw themselves as Ukrainians, even if President Putin tries to present it to his population that they are not Ukrainians, they're all Russians. I myself in a very conflicting situation because I identify myself as Russian Jew, but I think that these Ukrainians give hope with their resistance to the world.
We've been speaking with Luba Levin-Banchik. She's a political scientist at Cal State San Bernardino. Thanks for helping us better understand the conflict.
Thank you very much.